A storm system is missing us to the east this afternoon. That area of low pressure is tracking east of Cape Cod, bringing clouds and wet conditions to eastern Massachusetts. It's unfortunate because we do need the rain across our area. We still have areas that are abnormally dry and even in moderate drought, especially south of Albany. So a soaking beneficial rain heads basically out to sea, though we are still looking at some of the cloudiness that is associated with that storm across our area this afternoon. There's really no pattern to the cloud cover, so in spots we've had some nice breaks of sunshine. Other areas, though, have been rather gloomy through the day, and our temperatures are running basically near seasonable levels on this Tuesday afternoon. Moving into tonight, we'll continue to see that storm move away from our area. We'll have a little bubble of high pressure come into control. This high will keep us dry, but it won't completely eliminate the cloudiness, so we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies through the night, and some areas of fog are possible as temperatures fall back into the 20s and 30s. We should be right around 30 in the capital region. And then as we work into the day tomorrow, we will see a blend of clouds and sunshine with high pressure in control. Temperatures will be mainly in the 40s tomorrow afternoon. A few spots south of Albany may come close to the 50-degree mark, and that's basically, again, near average for this time of year. As we work into the day on Thursday, we'll have a weak disturbance come into the area that may produce a couple of rain or snow showers, especially on Thursday morning. It will bring some clouds into the mix. Temperatures on Thursday will be in the 40s and 50s. As we wrap up the work week on Friday, temperatures will climb into the upper 40s and lower and mid 50s. And at this point, it looks like things will warm up quite nicely for the weekend, as temperatures region-wide should climb up into the 50s, if not warmer, as the weekend moves along. So we're coming up to a weekend that is just about the beginning of winter, and it's definitely not going to feel that way across New York and western New England. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds, with highs in the lower to mid 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, high 45 to 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, areas of fog, low around 30. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers mainly during the morning, with highs in the 40s and 50s. And on Friday, partly sunny, with highs in the upper 40s to lower and mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.